You're listening to the NAC Radio Network.
For those unfamiliar with modern stereo terminology, a turntable is a mechanical device.
Well, I felt terrible when I heard the White Stripes broke up, but then I remembered you don't have to give the records back. And I also remembered that there were only two of them, and one of them was a drummer. So, sorry, drummers, but let's face it, 12 years of any band is a pretty good run, especially when the main guy is in, what, two other bands and making at least one very listenable record per year. So be it. Still, I think a band that looms as large as this one deserves a tribute show. So in this installment, a bunch of rare White Stripes music, and I'm hoping that you hear at least a couple of tunes that you never heard before, and some live recordings that will hopefully make you agree with me that this is one of the best live bands of the last 20 years. So let's start with the A side of what I think is one of the crown jewels in the legacy of Sub Pop singles. From the year 2000, this is the Party of Special Things to Do.
When the stiff winds blow, the black don't revel in the party of special things to do. I'm at the Ace of Love. She took me to her plantation. With a love without separation. In the party of special things to do. The party of special things to do. And when you're through, I'll be there waiting for you. Here, take these sparks so my distant cousins can get along with you. Watch out for the mirror man and elixir suit. When I got to the party of special things to do, it wasn't hard to find Elixir Sue. I met all the cards, the wild cards, the one-eyed Jill, the Red Queen. She turned her head, you know what I mean? She turned it back and said, I got a brand new game I wanna lay on you. I met them all. That's a party of special things to do. When I was a dud, I was far from through. I returned to the Ace of Love, now wouldn't you? I met them all. The camel wore a nightie. The camel wore a nightie.
I'm
1998, that's Lafayette Blues. Yes, the second verse is in French. That single was about 7 months before their first LP in summer of 99. And, I mean, it's really clear there's a White Stripes sound with the very first record. So they just really never had any question of what they wanted to do. I first learned about him seeing him live. I saw him open a show for Slater Kinney at the Roxy Theater in Boston and was really just charmed and just knocked out. I really didn't know anything about them, and that was the best way to find out about him. I really liked how they had this deliberately gimmicky look, the whole red, white, and black outfits and everything. But it was like a parody of a gimmick. Because when it was time to play, they just tore it apart. You know, they ignoring everything but the attack of the sound. You just, Jack White rolled up the spirit of Jimmy Page and Robert Plant, God rest their souls, into one person. So thinking about their live sound, let's go to Nova Scotia and then Las Vegas and hear some live White Stripes. It'll be Icky Thump, When I Hear My Name, and Ballin' Biscuit.
It's a fact that I'm the seventh son. The your third man, girl. That's the fact that I'm the seventh son. Right now you can care less about me, but soon enough you will get by the time I'm done. Let's have a bone and biscuit, sugar, and take our sweet little time about it. Let's have a ball and take our sweet little time about it. Get everybody in the place to just get out. We'll get clean together and I'll pop your soap box. We're like a shout it. Newspaper. Ask your girlfriends and see if they know. Read it in the newspaper. Ask your girlfriends and see if they know. They're my sacred sevenfold woman. I'll let you see if you want to before you go. On the biscuit, sugar. I take our sweet little time about it. Let's have a ball and take our sweet little time about it. Tell everybody in the place to just get out. We'll get clean together and I'll find me a soapbox where I can shout.
That's Ballin' Biscuit, recorded live in Las Vegas in 2003 and taken from a 3LP, five-sided live vinyl set that was pressed to fewer than 100 copies as part of a grand prize giveaway to winners in a contest sponsored by V2, which was the White Stripes label at that time. That's about as rare as it gets. So was our sponsor. because this very special episode of More Lost Time is brought to you by Modern Age Brownies, the best brownie you've never tasted because it's not available in stores. Modern Age Brownies are made by everyone at the New Generation Baking Company, including their intern, Zip, who we get along with pretty well, in part because he's a big fan of the White Stripes. In fact, when I mentioned to him that we were putting together this special, he got really excited and he told me he had the perfect thing for us. This bootleg tape that he'd made when the White Stripes played in Boston in 2007. It was a summer show. And he was explaining to me that he'd gotten really close to the stage and he had this Sony mini disc recorder, which is kind of an old-fashioned piece of equipment by today's standards, but it makes a pretty nice sounding recording. And he said it was one of the best shows he'd ever seen, and that during Ball and Biscuit, Jack White's body had begun to shake from the shoulders in this really weird way, and that these two girls down the row and to his right both had this crazy reaction, but weirdly different from each other. One of the girls was like crazy terrified and began screaming, like, "Is someone here a doctor? Why won't someone call 911? While the other girl took off her blouse and swung it around and then tried to climb on stage. And there's this security guard who, like, pushed her back. And so the girl, in a moment of, like, desperate confusion, she just sort of pulled off her shoe and threw it on stage. Anyway, Zip said he got the whole thing on his mini disc, and I was pretty excited to hear it. And he promised it to me, like, 3 or 4 times, never brought it over, and then one day left it in his pants pocket and sent it through the laundry, which, you know, washed away the music forever. Which may be just as well. I was thinking about it, and I think most of us spend way too much time trying to preserve things instead of focusing on enjoying them in the moment. And then it occurred to me that that's one of the reasons why delicious snacks are such a gift. You can't preserve them. They force us to live in the moment. I think you're going to taste that when you finally get to have a modern age brownie. Delicious, nutritious, and surreptitious. Modern age brownies, just you wait and see. Back to the music. This is China Pig.
Kill all the
That's For the Love of Ivy, recorded live August 23rd, 2002 at the Reading Festival in the UK, which is widely recognized as a kind of a global recognition event for the White Stripes. That's when they took the stage and blew the minds of millions, and all of a sudden, not just in the US, but everybody knew about the White Stripes. They were in the right place at the right time, doing just the right thing. So let's wrap this one up with a hymn from 2 years earlier. 7-inch single, Lord, Send Me an Angel.
Good love, send me an angel down. Can't spare no angel, we'll spare your tears in brown. What I knew when loving, swear to God it must be best. But his Detroit women won't let Mr. Jack White rest. There's a crowd on the corner, wonder what could it be. One thing but the women just trying to get to me. I went down to the station, suitcase in my hand. While the women run crying, Mr. Jack, won't you be my man? Well, there was three women, yellow, brown, and black. Take the mayor of Detroit to pick which one I like. One of them half chemic yellow, one of them Detroit brown. But a southwest dark skin sure to turn my damper down. Well, ticket agent, where did my baby go? Tell me what she looks like, I'll tell you what road she's on. Well, she's a long, tall mama, a mile and a half from the ground. She's a tailor-made mama, she ain't no hand-me-down. Well, I used to say married women, sweetest women ever born. You better change that thing, you better leave married women alone. Take my advice, let married women, boy, let them be. Cause their husband will grab you, beat you ragged as a cedar tree. Well, I got two women, you can't tell them apart. I one in my bosom and the other one is in my heart. Well, that one in my bosom, she live in Tennessee. But that one in my heart, well, she don't give a darn for me. I'ma tell you, pretty mama, exactly who I am. When I walk in that front door, I hear that back door slam.
That's Lord Send Me an Angel, an outtake from the second White Stripes LP, and a damn great way to wrap any tribute to rock and roll, let alone one to this band. Thank you for listening. That wraps up this very special More Lost Time podcast event, which was researched by Bertha DeBlues and engineered by Gloria Sound. Our executive producer is our own Tony Nominee, promoted all the way up from intern. Suggest an artist that you want to hear rare music by at morelosttime@gmail.com. I can't believe I did that. Subscribe to the show using iTunes. And don't forget that our Twitter feed is at morelosttime. And of course, the podcast remains free because it's a part of Project Acquisition, an ongoing initiative by NAC and its parent company, Salt Mineral Global, to systematically acquire the largest corporate-owned share of independently produced programming for the internet for the purpose of combining it with terrestrial programming from its 1,250 radio stations worldwide to achieve global preeminence in digital broadcasting. NAC encourages its podcasters to attract and maintain sponsor relationships as it considers supplementing its business model with listener fees. That's the program, and that's the sound of the blues.